You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You want to talk a little bit later today about World Teachers Day, which is going on today?
Yeah, I have a little bit of that in trending. We'll see if we get to it, I guess. I like all the freebies the teachers get.
That stood out today. I didn't know there were so many. I went to another site and there was like 30 something.
Let's talk about it right now.
Free or what do you got?
I've got the if you need Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, Microsoft gives teachers free access to all of its Office products. I didn't know that. That's like saving you $150-$200 right there. Let's see, the Headspace app, the meditation app, which I'm sure teachers definitely need.
Okay.
They give it totally free, saving $70 a year. So you can get on there and do your mega-lega-high-mega-high-ni-ho and try to forget about all those snot-nosed little kids in your class, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Apple has discounts. Some insurance companies have discounts specifically for vandalism, you know, when you give those Fs out on the paper and maybe somebody breaks your taillights.
Yeah, I didn't know about that until this morning.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, vandalism loss protection. I was like, wow.
Whoa,
okay.
Yeah, all right. So there's that. And there's a bunch of stuff. Yeah, like Dom said, you can Google teacher freebies online. But shout out to the Teachers Day. It's World Teachers. World Teachers Day. So
some found it interesting that Facebook had a major outage yesterday, just hours after a scathing report on 60 Minutes about some of their practices. But yeah, enough people whined about this yesterday. In case you just have to know why the service was down, here's a statement released by the social media company last night. Quote, "We want to make clear at this time we believe the root cause of this outage was a faulty configuration change."
I thought it was.
Does that help?
I know our engineer here at the radio station was really into this yesterday. Got a lot of emails from this guy.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of speculating going on.
By the way, Facebook's statement added, quote, "We also have no evidence that user data was compromised as a result of this downtime."
Thank God. They didn't get my Croctober recipes.
Certainly makes me feel better because I always believe that Facebook has my best interests in mind.
Absolutely.
So it's very nice. Speaking of which, it might have irritated some of you yesterday. And hey, some of us do. Like, I run ads on Facebook. So it affected my book sales yesterday. But the person who lost the most maybe was Mark Zuckerberg. They say with the outage and what it did to the stock and everything else that he lost in one day almost $7 billion. Yeah. Billion with a B.
He'll get it back today.
But yeah, it's a drop in the bucket for him too.
He'll get it back.
In case some of you need a refresher of how much $1 billion is, you could spend $100,000 a month. And it would take you more than 800 years to go through $1 billion. And he's got over, 100 of those?
He's got a lot of those billions.
So that's
he'll never spend
80,
it all. It'll,
so that's like, it'll never 80, happen. 80, he's got 80,000 years where he could
just
spend.
Give it away, man.
$100,000 a month.
I like the other stats by this article here. It says by 4 o'clock, Facebook had lost nearly $60 million in revenue. This is just Facebook. Yeah. $13 million per hour or $220,000 a minute they were losing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nutty? Ugh.
Yeah. Well, like you said, that all bounces back.
It'll all be back. And whatever. I was so surprised about how quickly all the memes popped up about the outages yesterday. It was like one after another, you know, with Zuckerberg and the picture of the Facebook thumbs up, their little logo outside their office that had been covered by the Spirit Halloween store, like Spirit had taken over already, as they do when businesses close down. So funny. So funny. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Speaking of fat stacks of cash, somebody won the $700 million Powerball that was going on. Winning numbers 12, 22, 54, 66, 69, Powerball 15. Those are the ones I would have picked. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The jackpot, it was $699.8 million, so just shy of 700. I mean, couldn't they have rounded it up? Anyway,
it up.
It's the fifth largest in Powerball history, and the seventh largest in U.S. lottery history. So this is a big, big deal for somebody who won this money. And right now it's looking like one person won it, grocery store out in California. So wow. Congrats to them. That's crazy.
You remember they did that thing where they went to three drawings a week just to boost jackpots, and this is the first one since they made that shift back in August. So
yeah, I want to say, this story says no one had won the jackpot since June, so that's why it was so darn big. So it's been rolling over for a while. Amazon just launched their Black Friday deals. Yes, Black Friday deals. They announced it yesterday, 53 days before actual Black Friday. They're calling them Black Friday worthy deals. But it does mark the start of their big holiday push right now, so things are already on sale on Amazon. They also have a new feature that lets Prime members send gifts to people even if you don't know their address. All you need is a phone number or an email. That person will get a notification to accept the gift and add an address. The thing is you can see what you're going to get, and you can actually reject your gift and ask for an Amazon gift card instead.
Oh, I love that.
And it won't alert the person that actually sent the gift, I guess. But then that's kind of weird when you see them later, and they're like, hey, did you get that punch bowl I sent you? And you're like, oh, yeah, we love punch.
Right.
There's a brand
new. Is it
new
rude to do that?
No, I don't think so. If you don't want it, take the gift card.
We need a new, we need some sort of new form of etiquette.
Yeah, like thank you, but no thank you.
That
you know?
Would say, I'm switching your gift.
Yeah, I'd take the gift card all day long. I got too much junk. There's a brand new, air quotes, 1981 Honda motorbike going up on the auction block later this month, and it's in mint condition. And the thing is it doesn't even have 1 mile on it. It has 0.4 miles. You're saying, Jer-Bear, how is this possible? Well, a teenager bought it new 40 years ago, and when he brought it back home, his father, his dad, was not cool with it, and he immediately confiscated it and locked it away in storage, and it's been in a shed for all these years.
That's crazy.
Dad, unfortunately, recently passed. The son, who's now in his 50s, doesn't want the bike anymore. Pulled it out of the shed, and he's like, oh my gosh, this thing doesn't even have 1 mile on it. Let's see if we can sell it. They're saying right now only $2,700 for this motorcycle, but of course, they're saying also that it will probably go higher, too, just because it's so rare. Isn't that crazy?
I wonder if we could do a segment at some point about what you got that your parents wouldn't let you have. You got it as a gift, but your parents wouldn't let you have it. Like, somebody gave my son, when he was 8, I think, a pellet gun, a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't let him have it, so I put it away, and he never ended up getting it.
Oh, yeah.
That sat in a thing in my basement for like 15 years or something.
That's a smart move, man. And then this story's slightly naughty. Speaking of Amazon, if you want to go search this, you can search it. I didn't post it because we've already had a warning on Facebook about naughty things. But if you really want to annoy your HOA this Halloween, the hot yard decoration for Halloween this year is two inflatable skeletons having sexy time, Dom. Sexy.
Oh, people.
It's not too graphic, but it's pretty obvious what they're up to. There's some straddling involved. The inflatable is 5.5 feet tall, and they light up at night.
My God.
As well.
Don't we all?
They're selling for $80, and I'm not really sure what you search on Amazon to find these, but freaky deaky skeletons, maybe? I don't know, but it's pretty funny when you see them, so there's that. All right, let's do clickbait. Find it on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB, and if the skeletons getting it on weren't enough for you, how about this this story for the 14-year-old boys out there? Some guy invented a fart pedal so you can make sounds of flatulence on your guitar. It's the new modern whammy bar, Dom, but it's a pedal. So you can actually be jamming along, playing your tune, and then you hit the little button and you can insert fart noises into your guitar song. There's two different settings. There's a little switch for wet and dry varieties. And it's kind of funny. The YouTube video has gone viral. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.